Clint, Clint, you're the perfect president. You're the exact representation of these dudes. You're them.
Guys, as you know, one of the arguments people have for hypergamy and the modern dating landscape is this naturalism explanation. They say, oh, bro, don't complain. It was like this during the Stone Age as well. Only few men were able to reproduce. Even though the statement itself is true, it doesn't work as an argument today. Because, guys, the world we live in today is anything but natural. Anything and everything about today is unnatural. I mean, sadly, a lot of youths also fall for this. If you bring up the issues or dare criticize anything, people are going to be like, oh, bro, it is natural. It was like this in nature thousands of years ago as well. Oh, brother, let's just take our looks match while we spend our youth watching autistic 1mm upright exposure videos on YouTube. It is the nature, bro. It is the nature. People are brainwashed into believing that most men are supposed to work all their lives, waste their lives away for bosses and single mothers without expecting anything in return. And that is nature. This one, for example, she says, men aren't dying young at high enough rates. Not all men get laid. Historically, traditionally, anything. Genetics show bottlenecks in male reproduction because men basically had harems. And little men were always pawns and cannon fodder. They didn't get a chance to fester in their bitterness. They died. The natural balance is off. Too many low-quality men are unable to live, produce nothing, and blame everyone else for their inferiority. Now, if you ask this woman, what about so many low-quality women who also get to live without producing anything, without having children, just being a burden on the economy? She would get offended at the question 100%, 1000%. They will gladly ignore any other aspects about today that are unnatural. Anything and everything about today is unnatural. If your benchmark for nature is Stone Age. But do you see people like her questioning every other unnatural thing as well? What is going on today? This clown show we live in today is anything but natural selection. I mean, yes, men were always the ones fighting the wars. There were some bottlenecks. Men were out there trying to hunt and fight each other. But back then, if you made it out of war, if you were able to hunt successfully, you would get rewarded for it. You wouldn't be single because women didn't think your face was pretty enough. Women couldn't get to choose the limpest that pretty boys. In nature, you had no choice but fight for survival. Seek refuge in those men. Men she would call chopped today, if it was today. You had to seek protection and offer reproduction in return for protection. Sadly, a lot of youths, a lot of people in lookism circles agree with her. I know this for a fact. This is why I decided to make this video. Because I know there will be people saying, oh bro, she's right, Riyab, she's right. This is how it should be. No, bro. Pretending like the current situation we live in is meritocracy is a joke. What is going on today? This clown show is anything but natural selection. It ain't the useless men that are going through the ringer. It is men who don't look a certain way, whether they are useless or not. What we experience today is not natural selection, guys. I want to emphasize this. It is a very aggressive form of sexual selection. Almost Fisherian runaway-like. You're going to remember Fisherian runaway theory. As long as you look a certain way, even if you are a useless pothead, good-for-nothing bum, women are going to date you. I mean, we see this happening already, guys, already. Doesn't matter if you are a criminal, drag off to society, you know, unemployed bum. As long as you have the desired looks, you will be the one getting to date. It ain't a meritocracy, man. Natural selection meritocracy. It won't be those capable, working, you know, man paying taxes, productive man. It won't be that capable plumber.
What's your name?
King.
King?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what I know. You a queen?
Yeah.
Yeah. You from Paris?
No, but I live here.
Oh, nice. Okay. Where are you from?
Tunisia.
Yeah. Meet you. Your name is Kansas?
Yes. What's your name?
Okay. My name is King.
Where are you going tonight?
I don't know. We might go to 11 or something.
11? You got a section there?
No.
Now, I realize that the argument can be made for both cases. I am not saying one is definitely better than the other. But we need to be honest about what this is. What you consider best to be really becomes important here. This is somehow, you know, subjective matter. Are survival skills more important or looking better more important? You know, because one could say, what is the point of surviving if I don't look good? You know, one could make that argument. It is a matter of perspective, but we gotta be clear, man. This ain't some natural selection like people think it is. Because guys, in a social landscape with no rail guards, with no social stigmas or even economic constraints, what women prefer doesn't always mean best for survival. Doesn't always produce the best optimal outcome.
It is supposed to be one step beyond the red pill to see that life and dating largely for men, there's an uncomfortable reality that if you aren't blessed with the right physical attractiveness, status, or money, if you don't have the right prerequisites, you're basically doomed. You're a genetic dead end.
If we're looking at a species, let's look at deer. What is natural is that one buck inseminates 50 doe and he competes with all the other deer. And the reason for that is because then it actually allows the quote best genes to proliferate. Now, best is determined by what actually continues on.
That is his way to define the best. But one could argue that what gets passed on, what continues on, is not always the one with the most survival chances. So do you define the best by traits of better survival capabilities in the long term, or simply, you know, whatever continues on in the short term? Anyway, anyhow, because natural selection and sexual selection are not the same thing. I mean, it is funny he gives the example of deer. The Irish elk, a deer species, went extinct because female deers kept preferring bigger and bigger antlers. Deers with bigger antlers kept reproducing. So bigger. It got to a point where it became a survival disadvantage. And in the end, they died out. What you consider the best, how you define the best, led them to their extinction, led them to hammer and videos. Bigger. And before you even know, you can't even get up. You can't even raise your head.
Stronger. To a point where the next one's going to be, you know what, the N-word. You know what the N-word is, right?
Nuclear.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
I figured you'd want to clean that up. No, it's the N-word. That's a very nasty word, right? In a lot of ways. The N-word used in a nuclear sense, that's the worst thing that can happen.
Obviously, this won't always be the case. Natural selection and sexual selection are not mutually exclusive. Oftentimes, they go hand in hand, especially in non-human species. But our current dating landscape, what we experience right now, is not necessarily the smartest or the most useful, hardworking man finding the most success. It is simply the most physically attractive. Is this the best gene? Again, an argument can be made for both points. Which one would you say has better genes? A 6'3", 6'4", brain dead pretty boy who works a dead-end job, or a manlet scientist with 130 IQ? A criminal, good for nothing criminal who just looks good, or a successful hunter with above average intelligence but isn't as good looking? Which one has better genes? If you go by the definition of this guy in the video, it is going to be the former. Again, I am not necessarily against sexual selection itself, but to explain what is going on today in this modern dating landscape with natural selection is incorrect. It's just incorrect. I am just making a statement of fact here. What we see today is not natural selection. It is a never seen before case of sexual selection.
If men, young men in this country, are more lonely, we have to look at what they've been told over the last decade, the activities they do, their parents are taking them out of contact sports, money, right? Like you go play golf, things like that cost money. The money hasn't been there for the last 4 or 5 years. Yep. And then on top of that, this idea that toxic masculinity is a thing, so they're not engaged in some of the fun things like hunting, fishing, lifting their trucks, the things that kids around my area would like to do.
Yeah.
And the last thing is this entire generation doesn't want to drive for some reason.
Fishing, hunting, and lifting. Brother, men going through the ringer are not men who don't do those things. Gyms are filled with those lonely dudes, with the members of the 63% army. Same with fishing and hunting. Bro, of course, that is a good thing to do. You should have hobbies. That is something I advocate for as well. But to suggest those hobbies as some sort of a way to attract ladies is epitome of boomer advice. Oh, brother, just go fishing. Ladies want a man who's competent. This ain't the Stone Age, where men with best survival and hunting skills survived. In this day and age, you do hunting with your face, with your height. Hundreds of thousands of years ago, there were bottlenecks. Few men had more women. Except that man was not some limp-wristed pothead with a pretty face. It was all Grogger gym cells of the past. Anything, pretty much anything you have today is because of life not being like in those times. You couldn't choose to date a dude you were attracted to. You would be 10th woman of a dude, some ogre dude. And not in today's way. Not like today, a woman choosing to be a side chick of a hot dude. This is not a personal opinion. Historians agree on this. I mean, guys, we make fun of Yad, but that line he uttered is actually true. The way he says in the middle of the street is funny, obviously, but what he said there is actually correct, according to many historians.
I'll tell you one thing. Girls have this crazy periphery vision that we don't. It's because throughout evolution, what happened was girls obviously got attacked in the forest. They had to always be careful, right? So their periphery vision is actually a lot sharper than ours and a lot more on guard than ours.
And I get mad at some of you guys too. Like, I know so many of you agreeing with her. I see this in the comments all the time. Oh, bro, yep. Girls dancing on TikTok making millions while you're trying to make the ends meet is natural selection. It is meritocracy. Don't complain. Bro, it is simply an aggressive form of sexual selection with no real guards. It is a clown show, bro. If everything else was the same as the Stone Age, then you might have a point. And I kind of challenge that view too, that naturalistic fallacy. Just because something was happening in the nature hundreds of thousands of years ago doesn't mean it should be that way now. Doesn't mean it is the best, most efficient way. I don't have a blind spot, blind romanticism for naturalism as well. Just because something was found in nature during the Stone Age doesn't mean it is the best and most efficient way now. Or yeah, if you were right, these genes would have died out generations ago. No, bro, because you don't understand the difference between sexual selection and natural selection. People are really confused about this. What is happening now is not just some natural selection like it was in the Stone Age. Or Chads back then took all the women. Except Chads of that time, of past, were not some limp-wristed, star-maxing pretty boys. It was ogre-ogre gym cells of the past. Savages were the Chads. Women couldn't be like, oh, he doesn't have that perfect pretty boy face. I am not choosing him. People are really confused about this.
What we're really seeing here and now play out in front of our eyes is natural selection. Adapt or die.
Dr. K talked about this in his recent video as well. And guys, I promise you I was making this video already before he uploaded this. I was actually already halfway through with this video. But now I'm gonna add this part as well. No point making it two different videos. But guys, Dr. K is one of those guys. Like, no bro. The current situation is not natural selection, but an unchecked Fisherian runaway selection with no rail guards. With no restrictions.
When a naturalist selection event happens, the people who are already adapted survive, procreate, reproduce, and pass on their genes. Whereas the group of animals, plants, whatever, humans, who are not well adapted to the current circumstances, literally die out. That's what natural selection is. Survival of the fittest. Now, fittest doesn't mean the sexiest or the most ripped.
Except in this case, it does mean that. It does, bro. Like, yes, he's correct with the definition of natural selection. It is supposed to be the survival of the fittest. It is based on traits most suitable for survival, for being able to procreate. But what we are experiencing right now is not natural selection. It is an aggressive form of sexual selection. It is about survival of the prettiest, even if he has traits that are detrimental for survival, as long as it is considered pretty. Like in the case of Irish elk that went extinct. Now, natural selection and sexual selection don't have to be mutually exclusive. A trait can be included in both, but what we are experiencing right now is not natural selection. It is unchecked and unrealistic version of hypergamy. Because guys, there are only so many of those guys, those dudes that women are truly attracted to. And you are not one of them either. If you were a zoomer, if Dr. K was a zoomer, if he didn't luck out, he would be going through hell as well. Because it is the useless guys with height who look pretty in the face that get to date now. Not the fittest or smartest. Now, procreation is a little bit different. He looks at problems, dating life problems, and equates that to people trying to procreate.
Witnessing right now is super scary because it is actually a mass extinction event. Sounds crazy, but this is literally what's going on. There are groups of people who will have no option to procreate. We're starting to see declining birth rates in places like South Korea. Fewer people across the globe in general are having kids, but then there is this particular group of people who has no option to reproduce.
Another thing Dr. K doesn't get is this. For most young men, it ain't only about reproducing at any costs. Zoomers have just different expectations out of life than being a beta box deluxe at such a young age. If their goals, these people's goals, was only to reproduce, that ain't that impossible, bro. But people want to experience romance, validation, date, you know, get to live a certain lifestyle, have a girlfriend they are attracted to. They want to live, basically. Just finding someone to have a child with isn't the most impossible thing. We just prioritize different things. We realize that just bringing some woman to the West and marrying her just to have a broke family ain't life. People actually want more out of life. I am one of those guys myself. If I wanted to pass my genes on anyway, anyhow, at any costs, if I saw that as the ultimate goal, there are ways to do that. I could bring some hostage, you know, from Africa, from Middle East, and do it. Because there will be some desperate woman, bro. There will be. If you have a Western passport, there will be some woman willing to be a hostage. But people want to get to have experiences. They want to be able to offer a comfortable life before they have a child. Dr. K is really out of touch with the young generation, with what they want out of life. He thinks it is not the sexual selection. Bro, what is going on right now? The reason, the real reason behind those stats is literally unleashed, unlimited sexual selection on steroids. Women don't even need men anymore. Young women earn more than young men do. The government is there. Big Daddy government is there. Like, he still doesn't understand that his time was different. He's like 45 or something. His time was different. A lot of us just don't see the worth, value in putting ourselves through so much BS just to have a marriage. And not even only yourself only, but an innocent child too. Just to have that legacy. Oh, my legacy, bro, fuck your legacy. Young people realize that in the grand scheme of things, passing their genes on in this messed up economy doesn't matter. Doesn't even feel right. Economic aspect is real as well. Because now, women make even more money. Their expectations are a lot higher. Being a factory worker now ain't gonna cut it. You just can't ignore the economic aspect of this. Yes, looks are the bulk of it, the biggest factor, but there are other catalyst factors that exacerbate it. Women see how other women are living, get rich quick, how people travel and live that lifestyle. Both men and women, they see how other people are living life. Their purpose, their goal isn't just to have some children and continue their so-called legacy. Why would I want to create another human and make him go through the same ringer that I did? I don't hate my family, but if I am 100% honest, I wouldn't want my child to feel about me the way I feel about my parents. Succeeding in this life is hard, man. Especially as a man, it is really hard. It is not the world people like Dr. K grew up in. And even he himself admits this.
But I think we're seeing another level of real natural selection, not just life or death, but in the modern work from home, dating app based environment, which people are more fitted to succeed. So in a dating app environment where I can swipe through 1,000 pictures of men or women, who do you think is going to float to the top? The top 1%, the top 10%. And that's what the stats on dating apps show, that the people who are very physically attractive are the ones who get all of the attention. Whereas in the world that I grew up in, there were not supermodels on Tinder that I was competing against.
And that is exactly why what is going on today is not natural selection, but a Fisherian runaway type sexual selection.
So like back then it was like pickup artists, and I was kind of into that a little bit, not so much. But I think that back when there were like losers like me who didn't know how to talk to girls, the world was a different place. The world necessitated some amount of physical contact, regular physical contact, even though I had social anxiety, even though I was an introvert, use whatever words you liked. My path to salvation was like I was forced into these social interactions.
And I will say this too. This is more important, guys. He's completely off the mark by considering COVID as the turning point. Even if there was no COVID, we would still see this exact same trend. He's thinking like a boomer. Oh, the lockdowns is why people couldn't go socialize. The online world, bro, it changed real life interactions and real life expectations as well. This is the entire reason why online dating Tinder is real life. Because expectations have changed. Women now are bombarded with attention on social media. They know how replaceable, easily replaceable men they meet in real life are. The turning point ain't COVID. It is the social media. Internet revolution, starting from 2010. The turning point is about a decade before COVID. I'm not even gonna respond to the rest of the video. He spends the rest of his video showing the data of youngster consuming less alcohol after COVID, meeting face-to-face less. Bro, that ain't the cause of what is going on right now. COVID, yes, indeed might have lowered some alcohol consumption, but this trend was happening pre-COVID as well. He thinks this is about young people not seeing each other face-to-face as much after COVID. So according to him, people who take risks to go out there and meet people in real life are the ones winning the natural selection.
Last time I checked was 50% of people under the age of 30 are co-residing with their parents. Now imagine how these two groups experience the world differently. When I'm 26 years old and I meet a girl at a party, if she's like, hey, can we go back to your place? And I say, I live with my parents. What do you think will happen? Versus if I'm in the 50% of people who are like, yeah, I have a place that's 15 minutes away. We can absolutely go and hang out there. Right?
Bro, it ain't about finding a private place. The problem is finding that girl who's gonna ask you, hey, can we go back to your place? That is a lot harder. A lot harder, if not outright impossible. An impossible event at 0% likelihood for the vast majority of sub-8 males. Dude, finding a place, logistic ain't even that hard anymore. Thanks to technology. You can easily arrange an Airbnb for a day or two and act like it is your place. Like, if you knew you have good chances of taking a girl home, you can easily arrange an Airbnb apartment for 1 or 2 days.
Just imagine you are 30 years old and then you live with your grandma or with your mother in the same apartment. This is holy shit. If you want to invite a girl, they come and see your pa or your grandpa. It's not...
I mean, sure, living with your parents during your 20s and 30s will do you no favors, but the same happens to men living alone as well. It ain't about finding an empty apartment for one night. Empty apartment is all we have, bro. It is finding chicks that are gonna say, oh, yep, you know, can we go back to your place? That is the hard part, doc. But guys, I'm gonna end the video on this note. Enough rambling. I am very well aware of the certain realities. I am not saying that everybody should be able to pass their genes on. My stance on this is very well known. It is already established. Nobody can accuse me of being against eugenics, but it is the double standards when it comes to naturalism that bothers me. It is people not even understanding naturalism. Don't be a free agent in life.